Random House Audio presents Windhaven by George R. R. Martin and Lisa Tuttle. Read for you by Harriet Walter. For once you have tasted flight, you will walk the earth with your eyes turned skyward, for there you have been, and there you long to return. Leonardo da Vinci. Prologue. The storm had raged through most of the night. In the wide bed she shared with her mother, the child lay awake beneath the scratchy woolweed blanket, listening. The sound of the rain against the thin lemonwood planks of the cabin was steady and insistent, and sometimes she heard the far-off boom of thunderclaps. And when the lightning flashed, thin lines of light leaked in between the shutters to illuminate the tiny room. When they faded, it was dark again. The child could hear the patter of water against the floor, and she knew that the roof had sprung another leak. It would turn the hard-packed earth to mud, and her mother would be furious, but there was nothing to be done. Her mother was not good at patching roofs, and they could not afford to hire anyone. Some day, her mother told her, the tired cabin would collapse in the violence of the storms. "Then we will go and see your father again," she would say. The girl did not remember her father very well, but her mother spoke of him often. The shutters shook beneath the terrible blast of wind, and the child listened to the frightening sound of creaking wood and the thrumming of the greased paper that served them for a window, and briefly she was afraid.